To help support this podcast
and get exclusive bonus content and rewards,
make a monthly pledge at
patreon.com/universebox.
And remember to think outside. Lilacs. You smell good. Welcome to Legends of Gotham, where we talk about Fox's hit TV series Gotham, set in the world of Batman. I'm Bill Meeks.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeSimone.
And we're back for another one of our Season 1 episode commentaries. So a pump for it. This one is Season 1, Episode 9,
Harvey Dent.
Which is why I have this little coin here. And why Anne-Marie has a lighter, I guess because half of his face is burnt. Something like... Burn half of your face real quick. It's for the episode. It'll be fine. No, but thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you.
If you're not familiar with how we do these, basically what we've done. What we've done here is we've taken the iTunes version of Gotham, which should match up with Blu-ray
Netflix,
version.
Blu-ray.
All that.
Whatever you got.
Yeah, any officially sanctioned version of Gotham you have available for you to play, we should be able to sync up. And what we're going to do is before we get started, I'm going to do a three count. I'm going to do 3, 2, 1, go. 3, 2, 1, go. Whoa. And on go, you hit play. And then we're off to the races and we're watching the show together, just like we're sitting out.
It's like we're all hanging out on the couch having popcorn.
Exactly. Popcorn and pizza and...
pizza.
And
gold-plated pepperoni pizza.
And coined. No, it'll be good. It'll be good. I'm super excited for
that. I remember
loving this episode.
I do. I remember that it has our good buddies Montoya and Allen in it. So.
What was that? I couldn't hear you.
I said it has our good buddies Montoya and Allen in it.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yeah, because they introduce Harvey to Jim. And the rest.
And now he's a series regular and they're not.
I keep trying to turn this show into Gilligan's Island.
You really do.
For some reason.
It's a lot.
No, but yeah, it's probably good that we watch this though, because I think this is one of two Harvey Dent appearances.
Yes.
And yeah, it's so good to get a good sense of him since he's going to be in the show so much this coming season.
Maybe. I mean, he's a series regular. That doesn't mean he's going to be there a lot. I'm just saying.
Very true. Very true. And as usual, we've each brought a little bit of our own choice of Maroney's favorite hooch off the back of the truck. And I have just a glass of, you know, cheap Merlot, but it's in my Superman cup with a cup cape. On it.
Cupcake.
That our good listener, our good friend, listener Patty sent us. Thank you, Patty. And what are you drinking tonight, Anne-Marie?
Water.
Water. H2O.
H2O, buddy.
H2 Falcone, more like.
H2 Falcone.
H2 Falcone. All right, well, I guess that's about it. I hope you guys have your drinks ready out there. And let's watch some Gotham. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do the official count here in 3, 2, 1,
go.
Previously in Gotham, Falcone held an umbrella. Or actually, I think Penguin held the umbrella. Maybe they both had an umbrella.
Everyone had an umbrella.
And Penguin just had his behind his back.
Maybe. Ooh, slap.
Ooh, that's what we call a Bruce slap in the industry.
A Bruce slap?
A Bruce slap. The industry, the slapping industry that I'm a part of.
Oh, are you? Do-do-do-do.
And all that slap.
And all that slap.
I'm going to flip a coin right now and decide whether or not I'm going to sing pop songs the entire episode. Okay, heads, I sing them. Tails, I don't. Ready?
It's a blatant lie.
Tails, I don't. I'm not going to sing one more pop song the entire episode.
Oh,
guaranteed.
That's a lie.
I didn't say anything about jazz fusion or R&B.
Barbara.
Alternative.
No, you're not staying here, little girl. I think the kitchen's the
and
other
all
way.
All that cat.
Yes, you can.
Because they're literally right there, every place I go, watching me. It's not a paranoia thing. They're just literally there.
They're just there. Ring, ring.
Jim Gordon.
When the penthouse, come on up.
Who's down there? Who could it be?
Who could it be now?
No pops? Oh, wait. That was just for me, wasn't it? You sit here and drink a gallon of milk to yourself. Yeah. And then you feel sick because that's too much milk to drink in
for
one sitting.
For any one person. Unless you have Oreos.
Even
Oreos
a cat make- girl.
No. Oh, that's right. I remember.
Does she get sent to a... No, she already went on the buses.
Not that
the,
place.
With the people.
The other place.
What place?
Wayne Manor.
Oh, yes.
Do not speak to the inmate.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I believe that our shot for this episode features Bruce and Selena and Wayne Manor playing chess. See?
Ah, yes.
Apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm. That stuff's amazing.
Really?
I've heard that apple cider vinegar and coconut oil will get rid of a sunburn.
I've heard that if you put it on half of your face, you'll become Two-Face. He had something in his mouth.
And now it's in the bag with his hand.
It was a pumice stone.
A pumice stone. No, it was matches. He's an arsonist.
Just call him Matches Malone. It's a Batman reference.
I didn't hear you.
I said just call him Matches Malone. That's one of Batman. Oh, see? And yeah. There's the killer.
Yep.
That we found.
Because he's a killer.
You'll see that referenced in our We Solved the Wayne Murder on Gotham video.
Yes. Shiny shoes.
Shiny shoes.
Yes. She saw you go.
Watch the shoes. Ah! Hey, watch the shoes. Is what the guy
the clown.
Says. Clown. I think that happens in this episode too. Well, get an exterminator in there and get him out because
he's trying.
Moles shouldn't be in a office building. They're diseased.
Maybe.
She's got to be better than Jim Gordon.
Got it. Yeah, seriously.
Plus, I think she's cute.
Mm-hmm. It's those curls. Yeah, it's still his house, Alfred. Sorry.
Boom. Yes, Master Bruce. Waned.
You've been waned.
He hit you with a Bruce slap and you've been waned.
Oh.
Alfred's skeptical.
Slightly.
Skeptical. Or because they're lying.
Mm-hmm. We'll do our best to be nice to her. As long as she puts down the expensive...
Vase. Also known as a vase.
Who would leave her alone?
Alfred. That fool. Alfred.
Oh, there is.
But you can't
He's
sell it.
He's falling in love. Whee!
He's falling in crush. He's not falling in love.
Mm-hmm.
It could blossom into love, but I mean, I don't know. Their relationship has always been more physical than emotional.
Okay. In most
cases.
So he's falling into lust.
Yes, yes. Well, I didn't want to cast aspersions upon a pubescent boy or anything. A bag, a weird bag.
You're not supposed to touch the inmate. Well, that was a dumb decision.
Mm-hmm. He has something dangerous in his hand. Let's see what it is. Ah.
The Russians.
Bit of misdirection.
He didn't know he was getting rescued, though.
Then why'd he go through all the trouble of spitting? Spitting out the matchbook and all that?
Because that's how he was going to break out.
Ah.
Gotham.
And all that Gotham.
Some good hooch.
H2O. See, look.
Oh, here we go.
He's going to flip it. If it lands on its side, I'm just going to kill you right here. Would you believe him if he did?
No.
I wouldn't. Call who? Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters. Walk away, kid. Walk away.
I ain't afraid of no coin. Oh, it was a pop song. Hold on. Now I have to give myself an eraser burn. I hear you're going to be a serious regular after this episode.
Unfortunately, these two behind me, for the most of them.
I'm worth two of your other series regulars.
Ha! We're going to do a trade here.
One me, two of them. Safe custody. Because everybody knows the courtrooms don't believe in eyes.
No, or witnesses.
Lovecraft.
Everyone is.
Speaking of Lovecraft, very good episode. Rebecca Johnson from Supergirl Radio will be joining us next week for the Lovecraft commentary. Although we recorded it months ago. Who knows what sort of nonsense we said in that one?
All sorts of nonsense.
Why does he have a calculator? He's a DA. Does he have a lot of like math he needs to do?
Well, he does look pretty young. Maybe he's taking some extra night classes.
Maybe he's figuring out if he's old enough to drink yet. Carry the 3 times 2, MC, 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 MR. Yes, I'm okay.
Give me a beer.
Where's his pocket square?
Where is his pocket square?
I guess future Batman villains don't get pocket squares.
Mm-mm.
A pocket square with pocket squares.
Enough with the pocket squares.
Can you help me in my new business venture? Harvey Dent's Pocket Square Emporium.
I knew it was going to be an emporium. All right, just a story. Let's do it.
We got pocket squares for every kind of situation. Come get our pocket squares. Harvey Dent's Pocket Square Emporium.
Wow.
What? Just makes sense. I like how they have a stamp of the badge on the front of all the file folders. I wonder whose job it is to stamp that on there.
It's not a stamp. They're printed. They order them that way.
Those were die-cut stamps.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They were. I can tell them from 20 yards.
Woo! Ah! Boom.
Don't lose your mic.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
We got trouble right here in Gotham City. With a capital B, and that rhymes with fighting. B, and that stands for
Ha.
Punch him, Alfred. Punch him. There we go.
So, well, I'm surprised they didn't get her more clothes for staying at Wayne Manor.
Yeah, because she did kind of wear that outfit the entire season.
Yes.
Even though girls got a shop.
Well, she was going to sell it. She wasn't going to wear it.
Yeah, probably. But she could have bought some new clothes.
She wouldn't have bought new clothes.
She got a new costume like the last episode. Well, and the one with the ball.
Right, but that's why I'm saying I'm surprised that Alfred didn't insist that she had other clothes while she was staying there. This is very true.
Surprised he didn't insist that she have a pocket square.
Oh.
From Harvey Dent's Pocket Square Emporium. We have a cat of nine lives in the kitchen. I'll put it on the floor for you. I love Alfred.
You cheeky little minx.
He totally fancies her.
He totally do.
He fancy feasts her. Yeah, we do need a love interest for Alfred at some point.
They do. Maybe. Well, didn't we think it was going to be?
They could bring in Aunt Harriet for an episode or two from the old show.
Hmm.
Bruce's Aunt Harriet. She was a bit different in the. That wasn't Aunt Harriet. That was a different aunt. Who?
She's not living at Falcone's. Because she sells her apartment.
So they're probably not sleeping together.
I've already been saying that.
During this rewatch, I'm trying to figure that out.
I don't think they were.
Although it was weird that picture she had up on the mantle, I believe, was from the episode.
Yeah, when they met.
There happened to be a photographer there.
And Falcone gave him
pulled
a picture.
Out his cell phone. He was like, "Hey, can you take a picture of us? I really like this girl.
Stick.
I just know."
He smelt.
Met.
Oh, heard smelt and really made
I said melt, I think.
Oh, good.
But I was liking your selfie stick, Falcone selfie stick. Free selfie stick if you buy 6 pocket squares at Harvey Dent's Pocket Square Emporium.
Oh my gosh.
I love his run up the stairs there. Trivia, and this is a true trivia fact.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Lord Taylor keeps a bottle cap in his shoe when he's playing Penguin.
Yes.
When he's not playing Penguin, he keeps a jelly bean there instead. Because trivia, Robin Lord Taylor has taste buds in his feet.
Interesting.
So then that way when he's walking along... Throughout his day, he can always taste a jelly bean.
I wonder if Falcone's ever been to her apartment.
I don't know.
Because, like, she doesn't look at all, like, her apartment doesn't look at all like how her, you know, audition life was.
It almost seems like maybe that's why she would have the picture of them together up on the mantle, though, or on the shelf. Because that way, if he comes there, then he's like, oh, she likes me. She really, really likes me.
She likes me.
She likes me. She really, really likes me. Yeah, the buildings aren't alive, you fools. He was a political actor. Yep. Heck, he even said on the stand that he would do it again in a heartbeat. He He's a Batman.
Batman. He's sick.
Batman. He took an identification tag off that table.
He sure did. I wonder if it's like a mattress where you don't rip the tag off.
I think it is. I think it's like a federal offense. Boom, 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 boom.
Some cookies.
What a nice gift basket.
That is a nice gift basket. Oh, and some meats. Gotham immunity.
Got to have a nice meat log. Mm-hmm. Hope they don't have an x-ray machine. Don't be suspicious by my Russian accent. I am not from the Russia.
I'm running the heck away.
I am from Iowa.
I'm from Iowa.
With gift basket.
Yeah, you're done for.
You'd think at this point bomb makers would make bombs that don't tick. Because they always get found out by the ticking.
Yeah, it still worked.
It did. It did. I'm not denying that. Mm-mm. I'm just saying maybe they would have been caught more by surprise.
Explosion rocks.
Oh, explosion. It's the weird cave we have downstairs.
That we don't know about yet.
Bounces.
Ah, close. Oh, she passed. Silly girl. Never passed.
See, it got explained. All we had to do was wait.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't do that well.
Nope. I'm waiting for someone to put on the suit of armor at some point. I want to see Alfred in the suit of armor. How to be a billionaire?
Yeah. Croissant.
Croissant? Mm-hmm. See, something. This is a reason why you shouldn't listen to the commentaries.
Yeah, we get into the...
Yeah, sometimes we just completely hyper-focus on the episode.
Yep. Things that we forget, typically.
I wonder if Alfred's good any good at welding.
Maybe.
Urban terrorist. I want to see a suburban terrorist. He just likes explosives.
They just like to make things explode. Just go. Do it.
He's an explosive aficionado.
Oh, well, hello then.
Alfred Hill. I know like six Alfreds. You'll have to be more specific. And it's well known that the rich don't like people with curly hair. Her hair is way too curly to be in Wayne Manor. You'd think Fish would have someone to do the books for her.
I think she likes doing them herself.
Maybe she should Harvey that, or she should hire that young Harvey Dent fellow with the calculator.
Oswald.
By the way, if you thought you heard me say maybe she should Harvey, mm-hmm. I totally did say that.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not.
I like the nice little red gem he has on his tie.
Uh-huh. Smelling. Lilacs.
Ironically, he smells like fish. You grumpy Glenda.
Hmm?
I said, you grumpy Glenda.
Mm.
Miss Patty Pancakes.
What is that? You used that earlier. I don't get it.
It's the thing.
Mm-hmm. See, you say that, but he's really your biggest enemy.
And your biggest friend. Which is sad. Might drive someone to make out with Harvey Bullock, even. Mm.
Yeah.
It's getting to the point, Jim, where you should probably just mention when Barbara stays. So as a gamer.
I could see that. Red.
But I mean, Jim Gordon was a military guy. I bet he's a gamer too. He probably plays some Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
Some Just Dance 6.
Right, you know, because they're always just dancing over in the desert.
Just to blow off steam, you know, in between all the...
Killing?
Killing, yeah. Isn't that the same warehouse from the finale?
They probably only have one to rent out. They use the back room for this, the back room for that.
That might be a... Warehouse 39, too. Sorry, that was a very rare yawn for me. Usually that's Anne Marie's job in the podcast, to yawn. I was being forced to make a very stereotypical bundle of TNT there on the desk.
What's this?
What's this? What's this?
There's magic in the air. What's this? Oh, you let me
shoot him over there. What's this? There's guns and things and explosives everywhere.
What's this?
That wasn't a pop song. I'm in the clear. I still haven't done any pop songs.
Yes, you did.
Except for the one. Just the one. I've kept my promise.
No, you didn't. Because of the one pop song.
No, no. Just the one, though.
But the roll was zero.
I feel like they put in fake clouds there when they were running out of the...
They put in fake a lot of things.
They do. This window, completely fake.
Yep. She's not actually touching that. It's all CGI. Mm-hmm.
Her goggles, also fake. The chemistry between these two characters, completely CGI.
Wonder if they're really dating.
They are.
Mm.
Trivia.
Trivia, they are. We're always quiet when it's these two.
Mm-hmm. Yon love.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, all mothers in Gotham. Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, 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 yes.
What I should have done, what I could have done. What I might have done. Really?
Sometimes.
Sometimes a gun is a hammer. I use guns as hammers all the time. They're nice. They're solid. There's no chance of misfire when you're going.
Mm-hmm.
At a meth house.
I was about to say, it's a, even he can tell she's lying.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be fair, she's really not selling it.
No. Yes, Alfred.
What does he have to study? He's a billionaire.
He's creating his own curriculum.
Kicking bad guy ass 101. Oh, the richer kind.
I'm trying. I can't help it.
I don't know him personally, and he's always come out across as very affable when I've seen him in interviews. But I would really appreciate it if Richard Kind was kind of cruel in real life.
But how could it be cruel if he's Bing Bong?
He's not Bing Bong.
He's Bing Bong!
He just played Bing Bong.
Who's your friend who likes to play Bing Bong, Bing Bong?
Jim Gordon's gotta go away. Bing Bong, Bing Bong. Bing bong. Bong. Not a pop song.
No, it's not. He cries candy.
Richard Kind does, not the character Bing Bong.
Richard Kind cries candy.
You seem like you're of two minds, Harvey Dent. Divided. There's a duality in your manner.
A little bit.
In fact, Even the light from the window is only lighting half your face. How weird.
It's amazing how they're doing that. The Waynes.
Tommy and Maddie. And she's a homeless young girl whose mom is a meth addict.
And she's living at Wayne Manor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! Damn. Confess. Mm-hmm.
Would you like my pen?
Would you like to sing a song?
Rip his throat out.
Hey, there's the other half. Lovecraft.
He's pretty intense.
Yeah, a little bit.
I wonder if he's that intense in his other big role on Masters of Sex over on Showtime.
I don't know.
I've never seen that show, so I don't know.
Jam!
Nikolai! By the way, I believe there's a...
Here, fishy, fishy, fishy.
There's a mob incursion above us.
Oh, yeah, there's something going on up there. It's weird having neighbors now.
I always dress like this when I go to the alley. For some reason, they gave Fish Mooney a British accent. Because of you, Fish.
Mm-hmm.
It was all you. It's because you cared about him a little too much.
No problem.
Yeah, I still think it's crazy, and this isn't a complaint at all, but how important Butch became and how
not important to us.
Well, apparently how much more important he's going to be in season two. Just because I always read him as just a completely background kind of guy.
Yeah.
It's Aquaman. He has air bubbles on his eyes. That's from the makeup, I'd assume.
Probably, yeah.
10 seconds. A new record. Yay!
So I wonder if this is part of his studies.
I'm weird. Well, why are you always crouching everywhere? Like a cat. How do you even mug someone with a diving board?
I don't really know how that works, no. I think that was the point.
There are no pools on the streets in Gotham. They're all on the rooftops.
Gotta be mean.
Can't just be any geek off the street.
You ain't.
You got a something, something, something. You know what I mean? Earn your keep. Regulators, mowing up. Pop song.
Ah!
Drat. It was a cool black night. Clear white moon. That man and cat woman were trying to consume. I'll stop it right there because the lyrics get inappropriate. Four teenagers. And that's...
Being right that's, there.
Yes.
Correct.
Just hit the east side of the GCPD.
Stop. He's using such an old-timey radio.
None, because I was talking about the letter I, not actual I's. That worked well. I like for the video watchers. Yes. I like that when I because I'm getting kind of yawny.
Yeah.
But when I do yawn, I can hide behind my pop filter.
What do you think I do behind my thing over here? The armory.
It's not that it's a boring episode. It's just that it's pretty late.
Ow. Do you want this thing? No? Okay.
Gotham Armory Basement.
Boom, boom, boom.
Why does Gotham have an armory?
Because it's Gotham. It has to have everything.
Mm-hmm. Gotham is all things to all people.
Yep, basically.
You Click. Always try to be everything to every... Pop song.
Ah, you fail, homie.
That wasn't nearly as impressive as it should have been. Oh, never mind.
How's that?
He's the Fonz of explosives. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. He doesn't have a heart. Trivia. He doesn't
he
have
has
a heart.
No heart.
Trivia, their guns are powered by the dreams of children.
What? Agro!
But we will kill them if you don't come over here right now. Please?
Drop the weapons!
Pretty please? Oh. Guess they had another explosive expert the whole time. And it was Butch.
Ah. He should have put it on silent.
Butch knows how the explosives go. Making it rain like the Joker in Batman the movie.
Is that a donut?
It is.
Dinner.
Looks like a plastic donut.
It does look like a plastic donut.
Only the best at Wayne Manor.
Maybe it's a bagel.
Could be a bagel donut. They make those. A bagonut. With your best shot, Danny. Pop song.
Oh, hi.
I kissed a cat.
And I liked it.
Ah, pop song.
Aha.
Fight. Fight. Fight.
Ah! I gotta knock over the orange juice.
Good thing they just have bagels or donuts or whatever to fight with. Or else this will get really, really messy. Don't hit the conspiracy board.
Please don't hit the conspiracy board.
I don't
board.
Want butter on the conspiracy board.
Definitely
don't mess
no
up all
jam.
My calculations. Calculations. Sorry, I've kind of checked out on this whole Wayne murder thing. sorry. I know I left a homeless girl over there, but
she's a breath of fresh air. No, you won't.
You think no. You could bring her meth-addled mother with you?
I could use a little companionship.
Oh, I ship Kat's mom and Alfred.
No, we don't. Forgive me.
Malfred.
Meth and Alfred?
Yes.
Yeah.
Trivia, Alfred is a meth head.
Perhaps, yes.
Well, perhaps not. He'd say, I know. This reminds me a lot of, remember David Tennant's first Doctor Who episode where he whispers in that soldier's ear about Harriet Jones that she's looking a little tired, isn't she? And he's talking about, you know, just that little whisper of suspicion in Falcone's ear. My minutes are up. I need to re-up. I need to top up my go phone before you can call.
Now,
she's just going to be working for everybody. That's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, that's going to happen anyway.
She's going to die one way or the other.
Hello, Javi.
You remember me from earlier in the episode?
We came to my office. I'm coming to yours now.
We made out. Denton Lovecraft. Dovecraft.
Dovecraft. Oh, God. That's a lie. Excuse me.
Run, Harvey, run! There's another Harvey. There can only be one Harvey in the building at one time. We have very strict in-out privileges. Trivia, he came to Gotham several episodes ago. This isn't really a welcome for Jim. He's been there a while already. Yeah. Whoa.
Hello, then.
Fish Moonies after dark. And all of the Gregors and all of his men couldn't put the truck back together again. But Falcone wasn't there. You didn't hurt him at all.
Took his money.
What does Falcone need with money?
Bing, bong, bing, bong.
Arkham Asylum.
What? The criminally insane. Oh my.
Rogue, 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 future rogue, past rogue, Rouge rogue.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that most of those criminally insane people had goatees?
Or crazy hair.
There's a connection there.
Oh,
look at that big glass of wine. That's like a bottle of wine. I bet there were some other things
in there, too. Yeah.
Some opiates, some barbiturates, some uppers, some downers, some poppers, some tweeters.
Wow.
Maybe like an eighth of weed.
Click.
Some Flintstones vitamins.
And.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Surprise attack, Montoya. How'd you get here?
Hey now, what's hey going
now,
on?
Hey now.
Don't dream it's over. But
and
it is.
That does it for another commentary. And we only sang like 30 pop songs, so I think that's okay.
That really might have been a record, though. That was a lot of different.
Well, I think we definitely held out the longest in this episode, as far as pop songs are concerned.
You couldn't handle it once I sang one.
No. Once you sang one, it was all over.
Yep.
So, Amory, where can people find you online?
You can find me on Twitter at AMDSimone.
And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter at Bill Meeks. You can check out all the podcasts we do at universebox.com. And you can, I don't know, check out my superhero adventure books, dogboyadventures.com, if you're into that sort of thing. If you like superheroes, I don't know why you would be listening to the show. Anne-Marie is dead, so we should probably wrap it up. Join us next time for more Legends of Gotham. And she's dead. Rip Anne-Marie. She will be missed. But not by me. No, I'll probably miss her.
Good night.